When Ronald Reagan first came into office in 1981, one of his first orders, remove the 32 solar panels installed on the White House by his predecessor Jimmy Carter, setting back the awareness of climate change decades. So what will the President Donald Trump do on the energy front? He once said in a tweet that climate change was a hoax perpetrated by China. And there are reports today in Politico and other places that Trump has chosen a leading climate change denier to lead the transition in the Environmental Protection Agency. Stephanie Joyce is a reporter for Here Now contributor Inside Energy. So, Stephanie, start with the report that Trump has chosen Myron Ebell of the Conservative Competitive Enterprise Institute to lead the EPA team.
Yeah, so Ebell has really been described in the past frequently as the climate change denier in chief. And that's apparently a title that he relishes. He's criticized basically everything the Obama administration has done on energy and the environment. And I think he would presumably push for Trump to reverse as many of those decisions as possible. And, you know, he might have quite a bit of power to do that. In addition to being the transition team lead for the EPA, Ebell's name is at the top of the list to actually head up the EPA.
Yeah. Well, we know that Steve Bannon, Trump's campaign manager, came from Breitbart News, which is crowing today about this. Yup, Greenies, that climate change gravy train you've been riding on, looks like it's headed for a crash. And Ebell has said President Obama's decision to sign the Paris Climate Accord was unconstitutional. Trump has said he'd back out of it. Here he is in May speaking at a petroleum conference in North Dakota.
We're going to cancel the Paris Climate Agreement and stop. Unbelievable. And stop all payments of the United States tax dollars to UN global warming programs.
Stephanie, start there. How easy would it be for Donald Trump to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Treaty?
It would be extremely easy for him to withdraw. He could simply not meet the terms of the agreement, and then the U.S. would effectively no longer be a party. You know, but he would face immense international pressure if he decided to do that. China took the rare step during the election of actually speaking out on Trump's stated goal of withdrawing from the Paris Agreement. And you can bet they would be very, very unhappy if the U.S. actually did that. Whether that will stop him, you know, who knows? And if the U.S. does pull out of the agreement, it's hard to say whether it will simply fall apart, or whether other countries like China and India, who have their own reasons for wanting to combat climate change, including just unbelievable pollution problems, might decide to take the lead. Or, you know, it could fall apart, and that would put the world on track for catastrophic levels of global warming. You know, sort of more immediately, I think what Trump will certainly do is back out of the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan. That was President Obama's signature climate change rule, which would have dramatically reduced greenhouse gas emissions from the power sector. And, you know, gutting that would mean that emissions from the power sector, which has historically been the country's largest source of greenhouse gas emissions, would probably rise in the long term. You know, that said, the Clean Power Plan wasn't scheduled to go into effect until 2022, and carbon emissions have been dropping from the power sector in recent years, you know, as utilities have been switching from coal to natural gas and renewables. And since utility decisions are typically made on a much longer time horizon than a single presidency, I wouldn't expect those decisions to change quickly. So it's probably not likely it will see a huge uptick in emissions from the power sector in the near future either way.
Well, but Donald Trump said as well that he'd bring back coal jobs. How realistic is this? Coal production is declining in part because of the economics. I mean, we have cheaper gas.
Yeah, I mean, in short, it's going to be very difficult for him to bring back coal jobs. Trump made huge promises to coal miners about their job prospects under his administration, and a lot of miners voted for him because of that. But keeping those promises is going to be extremely difficult. I spoke yesterday with University of Wyoming economist Rob Godby. Let me play you a little bit of that tape.
Big issue for coal is not regulation. You know, coal companies may tell themselves that, but the real issue is markets. The real problem is since 2008, we've got lots of natural gas, and it's just cheaper and cleaner to burn natural gas to make electricity than it is to burn coal.
You know, Trump has said that he wants to open up public lands for more oil and gas development, which would presumably, you know, increase natural gas production. That would create even more competition for coal. So, you know, unless Trump plans to kill natural gas, it's hard to see how he plans to bring back coal jobs.
Well, we started by talking about Ronald Reagan taking down solar panels, which some said set back the solar industry. But the solar industry seems to be doing well now. It would seem a President Trump, a businessman, would he go after the solar and wind industry?
Yeah, that's a really great question. You know, he hasn't explicitly opposed renewables, but he has called them ugly and dangerous. I would not expect to see the same kind of support for renewables that the Obama administration has shown. But I also would not expect to see him directly go after renewables. Renewable energy prices have come down enormously in recent years. The industry is a huge economic driver in some parts of the country. So if he's promoting a platform of economic growth, I think it would be probably an unwise decision to try and kill renewables.
That's Stephanie Joyce, energy and natural resources reporter for Wyoming Public Radio. Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you.